I find that over near England there's a very strange island. It is called the Isle of Man. They don't believe in automobiles over there. Did you know that? Well, they don't. Everything modern they ban. The climate is such that they cannot raise horses. It seems they just can't live on the grass, so naturally they all own a donkey. Or what is commonly known as an ass. Of course, everyone there owns an ass, yet some of them do not have class. Some are just everyday asses. The type that you'd not notice twice, while others own asses that each time it passes, somebody says, "Very nice, that's very nice, I like that." Of course, the mayor owns an ass that nobody looks at. Yet with his wife, it's a different affair, for between you and me, she has one of the most intriguing asses ever seen on that island there. Why, when she goes to market, they all form in line. Just for one glimpse of that ass so divine. Men often stop as they pass, for I hear they love to pass fatter ass. Each Sunday morning, the town goes to mass. They go jogging along, each one on his ass. Sometimes the boys ride the girls' asses, sometimes the girls ride the boys' asses. It's according to what time the mass is, but they always wind up on their asses. One heavenly Sunday morning in June, the preacher, the Reverend Herman, had a dinner engagement, and he had to leave immediately following the sermon. So to have it quite handy, he just tied his ass right near the window outside. But during the service, the church caught on fire. Heaven help us, the people all cried, and they ran from that service in mass. Each one running, that's right, you guessed it, to save his own ass. The preacher jumped right out of the window. On his ass, he hoped he would land, but he fell in a hole and said, "Bless my soul," as he lay there all covered with sand. Well, the moral of my little story is really quite easily found. It only goes to show that even a preacher doesn't know his own ass from a hole in the ground, that's right. We'll be right back.